Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
WBEE has your chance every week to nominate somebody who has gone out of their way to be a light in our community. If you know somebody, it might even be an organization, just fill out the form at WBEE.com. Tell us all about that special person or organization in our community who goes above and beyond.
This really is my favorite segment we do here as a morning show. I just want you to know that. I wish we had some big trophy or award or a big fat check to write.
Pile of cash would be
something.
Great.
Something. But this is all we can do is really just get the word out and let you know how awesome you are. Penny Sue Smith nominated Jen White. Jen goes above and beyond to help families that need a safe daycare for their children. She also helps people in their community if someone is in need of something. And if she can't help, she'll let them know who she can reach out to. She's a great listener to her friends, great listener to her family, and especially her own children. She donates cookies she's made at home, and they're absolutely 10,000 times better than anyone else's. That's in, you know,
parentheses.
She teaches her own kids lessons in life for them to be successful. She's a mom of 6 children. Many have exceeded things that have happened in their lives, and she has fully been there to help them. She's also my son's godmother. My grandson goes to her daycare as well. So we're just very thankful for her in our lives. So a big round of applause for Jen White, who goes above and beyond.
Be a Light is presented by United Way of Greater Rochester and the Finger Lakes. Change starts with you. Be a change maker. Give, volunteer, and take action with United Way. Make a nomination and learn more at WBEE.com.
Good morning. Welcome in to the Be Morning Coffee Club. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome in.
Good morning.
It's Billy, Hope, TJ. Have you heard that in stores?
Oh, I love it.
According to the Wall Street Journal, more and more stores are saying, like employees when you first walk in the front door, are saying, welcome in.
I know. And then I got to look around.
They talking to me?
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah. I got fired from Blockbuster for not doing that.
For
this
not saying welcome?
Many, many years ago. Blockbuster is the OG when it comes to the welcome in.
Yes,
they
were.
Used to be when you walked into Blockbuster, it was required of the employees to all go, hi, welcome to Blockbuster.
Yep.
Hi, welcome to Blockbuster. And so I would get, first of all, scheduled with like one other person. We had the whole store. I was in college, so I worked weekends and nights, which were the busiest time for Blockbuster. And I would sit and have to like rewind because people never rewound their tapes.
Be kind, rewind. What's
That's
wrong
right.
with you people?
So I was rewinding. People were trying to rent. They're signing up for new cards. And when they let me go, which I was devastated, by the way, first of all, because my roommate and I got 2 free rentals a week on top of my pay, which kind of... You know,
and
now
don't
I had
lie.
To pay for them.
When the good movies came back, you would set them aside instead
Absolutely.
Of putting them back on the shelf.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, sorry. We don't have that. She goes, for example, you, when you're at the register, you would miss people. And you're supposed to not just say, welcome to Blockbuster. You're supposed to walk around and say, is there anything I can help you find today? And I'm looking at her like, are you really? That
Even if you're with a customer,
people,
you're
that,
supposed to stop?
Even when I'm on the register?
That wasn't a like a first verbal warning. They were just like, you know what? She's gone.
That's I was gone.
I'm, first it, offense.
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody what, had it in for you.
I know. Somebody threw
completely.
Me in. Ugh.
One of my friends in high school was so excited to convince her mom to take her to Moe's when they first came. Was so excited to hear, welcome to Moe's. They did not yell, welcome
oh,
to Moe's.
No.
And she was like, I'm never going to Moe's again.
Just because that's what they're known for.
Yes. It's like their whole shtick.
I walked into Five Below. They're doing it now. Hi, welcome to Five Below.
Yes.
I like the welcome in, though. I don't know. It just feels like very cozy, very warm.
I think welcome this in. Is a good direction for companies.
Yes.
I like it.
I'm trying to think of how...
Hi, welcome to Costco.
Who's going to complain about that? Oh, they do that. And then they ask for your ID card.
Right. Welcome to Costco. Do you
Oh, you don't have your card?
Oh.
Oh, you're with, oh, your husband's up ahead? Would you mind calling him and having him come back and verify
you
that?
You can't come into this cult building without your card.
It's not a cult, TJ. Welcome in. Welcome in, everybody. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. We were talking a few minutes ago about how stores are starting to use that term, welcome in, when people walk in. And, you know, you walk into some stores and they specifically say, like, welcome to Five Below. But apparently a lot of them have started to use welcome in. Nobody knows exactly why. It's just one of those things where it's just happening. Are there other things that kind of make you happy to walk?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Walk into a business and do business with them?
Well, I think some businesses just go absolutely above and beyond when you make a reservation. And like sometimes they'll be like, are you celebrating anything? You know, we went to Rhode Island for my birthday and put on the reservation. We were celebrating my birthday. We arrived at the restaurant and there was a birthday card sitting on the table that was signed by all the staff and said, thank you for celebrating your birthday with us.
It's nice.
Wow. That's above and beyond them coming out. Singing.
Right.
Happy
birthday.
Happy birthday.
We just wrote our own version of that.
Happy birthday.
I had my truck service the other day, went to West Her. My boys down at West Her gave me a loaner for the day, which I was not expecting. I was totally planning on sitting in their lobby for probably 3 or 4 hours because I had some stuff that had to be fixed.
Right.
And they handed me the keys to a loaner. And I was like, this is game changing. I can get stuff done today. Like, well, that was the day of the Shania interview. So I had to get back to the studio. But
you had 17 backup modes of transportation.
I did.
Because you had your scooter in the back of your truck.
It was.
I offered to pick you up if you needed to.
You did.
You had your Uber app downloaded.
Uber was ready to
Lyft
go.
Was downloaded.
I was not
going to
miss
Shania. You were geographing the walking distance just in case.
He didn't drink anything, so he wasn't like having to use the restroom. Ate nothing, drank nothing. No excuses.
TJ, anything you business-wise that makes you happy?
Well, I love a friendly employee. Absolutely. It's night and day. But I love when they have coupons and you don't have a coupon, but they click them.
It's the best when like they're like, oh, we have a coupon for us. And they just go out of their way, pull it up on their phone.
And what
and
do
scan
you say?
It.
You're like, oh, thank you. Like, thank you. Like, you just made their day.
Now, do you tip extra? Like you would have been paying an extra, let's say $5 if they hadn't pulled out that coupon. Are you giving that $5 in the tip jar?
Well, I mean, it depends.
That's a no.
Like, it if depends. It's a, they just saved you $5.
Yeah,
you were going to spend
maybe
anyways.
Maybe it's not a tipping business.
What?
You know, I've never had anyone like it's usually at a store that I'm buying merchandise and they're like, hey, we have a 20% off coupon or we have this.
Oh,
or we have
see,
that.
It always happens to me at food service things. Like there's specific ones that it's like always buy one, get one free burger, hot dog, whatever. And they're pulling it up.
See, I always wonder if like the people who work at Wegmans, if the bosses yell at them because you don't like as a customer. I never have that that card with me, the little loyalty card.
Just look it up by phone number.
They either do that or they just pull theirs out and they go bloop.
Yeah.
Because it's probably quicker.
Oh, yeah, for them bloop, to just use their
to
own.
Just use
well,
their
then
own.
They're getting all the points. So it's like a win-win-win.
Oh, I didn't
you
think
get
about
to save
that.
Money. They're racking up points so that they can cash it in for something.
I just got used. Have you ever made something that sounds on the surface like it'd be gross, but it turned out to be awesome? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, Billy, Hope, TJ. I stole this from something I saw on Reels over the weekend where this lady took cabbage. Like you'd make coleslaw out of. See, I saw you wrinkle your nose over there already.
Kind of stinky.
And then you cook it in a little bit of oil. And then you throw a couple eggs in there. You scramble it all up.
In a frying pan?
In a frying pan.
Then like like a cabbage omelet?
Kind of. And on the surface, it looked really gross. And then I'm trying to get more vegetables into my diet. So I'm like, whatever I can do, I'll try it.
Cabbage is a really good one too.
I'll try it. And it was so good.
Really?
I did not expect it to be as good as it was. Like I could have had another whole one.
And
there's apparently there's a trend over on the TikTok, where all the cool kids are, where people are putting jalapenos in their white wine.
Huh. I have heard of that.
Have you ever tried it?
I don't do jalapenos, so
you know
that'd be a no from me.
I would say, oh, gross, except I bought a jalapeno margarita bottle one time, and I was like, I want more of this. It was really good, and yes, it had a sting to it. I don't even like hot stuff. I don't like hot sauce. I don't like Tabasco, none of that. But that little bite of jalapeno in that drink was just enough. So maybe it does kind of add a little spice, a little something.
A little zhuzh.
You fancy.
Do you guys
have anything that's kind of a weird combo platter that tastes good?
I was shocked when I first heard about Chicago popcorn, where it's caramel popcorn and cheddar cheese popcorn all together. And I was like, cheddar and caramel?
That does not sound appealing.
It is so good. It's like the perfect balance of sweet and savory. Highly recommend.
I love sweet and salty, man.
You called it what? What kind of popcorn?
It's called Chicago style popcorn. They sell it at the store.
Might have to try that.
Chicago style? They came up with the whole thing? Now it's their popcorn?
Or they blame Chicago. I don't know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.